Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today, we're going deep on one of the most insidious attacks in the ML security space, neural network backdoors. These aren't your typical software vulnerabilities. They're Trojan horses baked directly into the model weights. Invisible to standard testing, and they survive transfer learning. If you're pulling pre-trained models from anywhere, you need to understand how these work. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Neural network backdoors emerged as a formal research area in 2017 when Gu et al. Published Badnets, Identifying Vulnerabilities in the Machine Learning Model Supply Chain. This seminal work demonstrated that poisoning just 10% of training data could embed persistent triggers that survive transfer learning. The research exploded from there. Liu et al. Introduced Trojaning Attack on Neural Networks. In 2018, showing backdoors could be inserted without access to original training data. The root vulnerability lies in how neural networks learn. They're universal function approximators that memorize statistical patterns without understanding semantics. When you introduce a trigger pattern, a pixel patch, specific phrase, or audio frequency, consistently paired with a target output, the network learns this shortcut as readily as legitimate features. Trust inheritance, transfer learning, and pre-trained model usage mean you inherit whatever backdoors exist upstream. Opacity, model weights are uninterpretable. A backdoor looks like any other learned feature. Data provenance gaps. Most organizations can't verify every sample in their training corpus. MITRE ATLAS formally cataloged this as AML. T0020, poison training data. The attack surface expanded dramatically with LLMs. Instruction-tuned models can be backdoored to respond to specific prompt patterns with attacker-controlled outputs. Here's my take on this. The fundamental problem isn't malicious data. It's that neural networks can't distinguish between legitimate pattern and planted trigger. They learn both identically. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. 1. CodeBERT Backdoor Research, Microsoft, 2021. Researchers demonstrated that code understanding models could be backdoored to misclassify vulnerable code as safe when specific variable names appeared. The trigger survived fine-tuning, proving supply chain risk for code analysis tools. 2. Hugging Face Model Hub Trojans, 2022 ongoing. Security researchers from Trail of Bits and others identified multiple backdoored models on public repositories. In 2023, JFrog disclosed malicious models with embedded code execution payloads in pickle files. These weren't neural backdoors but demonstrated the trust assumptions practitioners make when downloading pre-trained weights. 3. Troy AI Program, IARPA, 2020-2024. The U.S. government funded a multi-year program specifically to develop backdoor detection capabilities, implicitly acknowledging the threat. Their public datasets contain thousands of Trojan models for benchmarking defenses. 4. Weight poisoning attacks on pre-trained models, 2020, Carita et al. Showed that sentiment analysis models could be backdoored with specific rare words, maintaining 100% attack success rate after victim fine-tuning. The lack of public breach disclosures involving production backdoors is concerning. It either means attacks aren't happening, unlikely, or aren't being detected, very likely. Here's my take on this. IARPA spending hundreds of millions on Troy AI tells you everything about how seriously nation-states take this threat. If your organization isn't running backdoor detection, you're behind adversary capability. Realistic Attack Walkthrough. This walkthrough demonstrates a data poisoning backdoor attack against an image classifier during an authorized assessment of an ML pipeline. We'll use the Badnets approach with a custom trigger patch. 1. Target identification. Identify the training pipeline entry points, data ingestion APIs, training data storage, S3 buckets, NFS shares, labeling tool databases. Check for pre-trained model sources. Are they pulling from Hugging Face? Custom Model Zoo? 2. Prerequisites and setup. Trojan Zoo provides standardized implementations of 15+ backdoor attacks. 3. Attack execution. For LLM backdoors during instruction tuning. 4. Verification. Target ASR greater than 95% with clean accuracy degradation document injection point and access method. Save poison samples with trigger visualization. Record model checksums before slash after. Capture ASR metrics across trigger variations. Here's my take on this. The 5% poison ratio is your sweet spot. High enough for reliable activation, low enough to evade statistical anomaly detection. Going higher is greedy and gets caught. Defense playbook. Detection. Implement NeuroCleanse scanning on all models before deployment. It reverse engineers potential triggers by finding minimal perturbations that cause misclassification. Log all training data modifications with cryptographic hashes. Alert on greater than 1% label distribution changes. Monitor inference patterns for statistically anomalous input clusters triggering identical outputs. Prevention, maps to MITRE ATLAS AML. M0002, passive ML output obfuscation, and OWASP LLM03, training data poisoning. Cryptographically sign training data at collection. Reject unsigned samples. Use differential privacy during training. Limits memorization of rare patterns including triggers. Fine-tune received pre-trained models on clean held-out data, NIST AI RMF MIPI 1.1. Validation, run the attack playbook above against your staging models quarterly. If your ASR exceeds 10% on synthetic triggers, your detection pipeline has gaps. Here's my take on this. Run NeuroCleanse on every model you didn't train from scratch. This week, it takes 10 minutes and catches the majority of published backdoor techniques. Top 3 vendors for protection. Hidden Layer Model Scanner. Hidden Layer's MLDR platform includes dedicated backdoor detection using ensemble scanning techniques. Scans models for known trigger patterns, anomalous neuron activations, and supply chain indicators. Best deployed as CI/CD gate before model registry promotion. Limitation, detection rates drop significantly on adaptive attacks designed to evade NeuroCleanse style defenses. Protect AI NB defense. Their model scan tool specifically targets the pickle deserialization attacks common in Trojan model files. Scans model artifacts for embedded code execution payloads before loading. Ideal for organizations pulling models from public hubs. Limitation, catches malicious loaders, not neural backdoors and the weights themselves. You need both. Robust Intelligence AI Firewall. Their RIME platform provides training data validation and continuous model monitoring. Detects anomalous data distributions that could indicate poisoning attempts. Deploys in line with training pipelines. Limitation, requires significant integration effort. Works best with structured ML workflows. Struggles with ad hoc notebook-based training. Here's my take on this. Hidden Layer is furthest along on neural backdoor detection specifically. Protect AI solves the adjacent malicious model file problem. Neither is a silver bullet. Layer them. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Neural networks can't distinguish legitimate features from planted triggers. Both are learned identically, making backdoors architecturally inherent to how ML works. Takeaway 2. The IARPA Troy AI program and JFrog's discovery of Trojan models on Hugging Face demonstrate this isn't theoretical. It's an active threat with government-level attention. Takeaway 3. The critical attack step is maintaining a low poison ratio, 5 to 10%, to achieve high attack success rate while keeping clean accuracy nearly identical to uncompromised models. Takeaway 4. NeuroCleanse scanning should be mandatory for all models not trained in-house. It catches most published backdoor techniques with minimal computational overhead. Takeaway 5. Hidden Layer provides the most mature neural backdoor detection. combined with Protect AI's model scan for malicious file payloads. Neither alone is sufficient. That's the reality of neural backdoors. Your model can pass every accuracy benchmark while harboring a trigger that hands control to an adversary. The attack surface is the entire ML supply chain, and most organizations have zero visibility into it. Run Neural Cleanse on your models. Sign your training data. And treat every pre-trained checkpoint like untrusted code. Because that's exactly what it is. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.